have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. So good to see you again today. Did you see the what special thing I brought in to show you? It's called a picture board, because behind each one of these little doors is a picture of people. Lady Aberlin. Let's see who's behind this door. Here's King Friday the 13th. This crown and mustache and beard. Who's behind here? Well, it's Mr. McFeely. He always says speedy delivery, doesn't he? I'd like you to meet a new friend of mine. His name is Lloyd Vogel. Someone has hurt my friend Lloyd, and not just on his face. He is having a hard time forgiving the person who hurt him. Do you know what that means, to forgive? It's a decision we make to release a person from the feelings of anger we have at them. It's strange, but sometimes it's hardest of all to forgive someone we love. Let's say hello to my new friend, Lloyd. Shall we?
Crazy as this, I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held the motion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
This year's award for feature writing. Please welcome last year's winner, Lloyd Vogel.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be among so many of my fellow misfits tonight. So, why do we write for magazines for a living? Honestly, because doing anything else doesn't seem quite like living at all. We get a front row seat to history. We get to expose the truth that others cannot see. And sometimes, just sometimes, we get to change a broken world with our words.
Thank you. I needed this. I ate a block of cheese for dinner.
So what are we forgetting?
You definitely need more diapers.
More than this? We're going to Jersey for one night.
We go through at least 12 a day.
We do? Mm-hmm. What are you feeding that kid? Would it be easier if we left him with a sitter?
You know, I'm not ready to leave him with a stranger, okay? He's too little.
Yeah.
Hey, your sister called last night.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to make sure you'd written your toast.
Oh, I'm all set. I'm just going to use my speech from her first wedding.
Oh.
Or maybe her second.
Oh, yeah, just change the names.
Yeah.
And, hey, she wanted me to tell you something.
Okay.
Your father's coming. I guess she reached out to him a couple months ago, and he didn't respond, but then he called, and now he's coming to the wedding.
Mm.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But I don't think we should go.
Lloyd.
What? Seriously, why have a baby if you can't use him to get out of social obligations?
This is what Lorraine was afraid of, that you would back out.
I'm kidding. I'm not gonna miss her wedding. I look forward to them every year.
Okay. Think it'll be nice for Gavin to meet his grandfather?
Sure. It's impossible.
Here. Take him. Here.
The first two. I thought, why the hell not?
I can think of a few reasons why.
He's old. And if he's going to try to make an offer.
Oh, I guess it's time we get this started. In lieu of the typical father of the bride speech, I thought I'd, I'd like to sing a little ditty. And this was for my Lorraine, and for you too, and for Todd. I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two.
Admit it. Now you wish we hadn't eloped.
And then I go.
He's drunk.
Well, he can sing.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
of the Garden State, huh?
Hello, Jerry.
Oh, come on. You don't have to call me Jerry. Or call me Jerry. I don't care. And hello to you.
Hi. I'm Andrea, Lloyd's wife.
Andrea! Of course. What a unique pleasure. Hello, little fella.
Mrs. Gavin.
What a handsome man. You look just like me. Yeah, let's get a drink, huh? What's this stuff, a pop? Oh, this stuff will kill you.
I'm just giving my toast and then we're leaving, so.
Doll, could you give us a moment?
She's not a doll. She's a public interest attorney.
Well, is there money in that?
You know what? We're gonna circulate.
You got a baby and a wife. You happy?
I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, she seems nice enough, huh? But, I mean, you're a little old to have a baby, huh?
I'm not that old.
Well, you're smart. Your mom and I hardly knew each other when she got pregnant, but we were babies, huh?
Don't talk about her.
Oh, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. You don't know the whole story. Your mom really was not the same.
Don't talk! Come on, my mom!
What are you doing?
Come on. Get off me! Hey!
Come on.
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 What the hell? You were out of control.
He was out of control.
You're just not going to take responsibility for any of this.
Of course I am. I offered to pay for Lorraine's dry cleaning.
Have you ever felt the way Lloyd does? So angry you want to hurt someone or yourself? I know I have. When I was a boy, I was very chubby. And the other kids would chase me and call me names, like Fat Freddy. It made me very sad. Sometimes when I was by myself, I would cry. And other times, it made me very angry. There was always something you can do with the mad that you feel. Did you hear that? Oh, someone is at my door. Let's go see who it is. It's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Look, it's a magazine.
Oh, thank you. Magazines are always so full of interesting information.
They sure are.
My friend Lloyd works for a magazine. He's a very wonderful writer.
That reminds me. I have a video I found, and I thought you and your neighbor may like to see it.
What is it?
It's about how people make a magazine. It's called How People Make a Magazine. I know lots of people like magazines, so I thought you might find this interesting.
I think we would. Do you have time to show it to us now?
Well, I'd be glad to see it again.
Let's look at it on picture picture. We'll watch it on picture-picture and see how people make a magazine.
Now, this is the ink they use in the printing press that prints the magazines.
Yellow ink. It looks like mustard.
And these are large rolls of blank paper that are getting loaded into the machine.
I wonder how many magazines they can make out of one of those large rolls.
They print the magazines in giant sheets, one color at a time. This machine assembles the magazine and glues it all together.
Who's this?
Well, these are the people who decide what will be in the magazine. They pick the pictures and design the layout.
Oh, that's an important job.
And these are the people who write the words that go into a magazine.
It's a lot of work to make a magazine, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Paid no attention to my face. Softball injury, nothing to worry about. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Well, this should be interesting.
What should?
Sending you on an assignment with your face all busted up.
An assignment?
Yep. You're the perfect person for it. You just had a baby.
Why are you giving me an assignment?
We're doing an issue on heroes, and we're profiling a number of inspirational people. We just need a small piece of copy to accompany a pretty photo.
You hired me as an investigative journalist. I don't do puff pieces.
Wait a second. Didn't I hire you to do whatever I tell you to do? And right now, that's doing a profile on one of our nation's heroes.
Who?
Mr. Rogers.
As in the hokey kids show
as
guy?
As in the beloved children's television host, yes. Look, I think this could help you, Lloyd. Just start to change your image.
I don't need to change my image.
Okay.
Alan.
He was the only person on our list willing to be interviewed by you, Lloyd. I guess you're developing a reputation.
A reputation? People love talking to me.
Yeah, they do, until they read what you write about them.
So what? I'm supposed to go easy on this guy because he plays with puppets for a living?
400 words. Play nice.
Hello, this is Lloyd Vogel from Esquire magazine. I'm calling to schedule an interview with Mr. Rogers.
Sorry about your face. I mean, I got it good, too. Look, I messed this up. I just want to talk to you. We have a lot that needs to be said.
No, I'm not going to be ambushed.
Come on, Lloyd.
I got it. Hello?
Lloyd?
Who's this?
This is Fred Rogers.
Hi, that was quick.
Well, I figured if you want to talk to me, I should want to talk to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to set a time to sit with you and ask a few questions.
I'm happy to schedule something, except for one thing.
What's that?
You have me here right now.
Sure.
On our program, I tried to look through the camera into the eyes of a single child. and speak to him or her, trying to be fully present to their feelings and their needs.
Right.
Do you know what the most important thing in the world is to me right now?
No.
Talking on the telephone to Lloyd Vogel.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
I got an assignment.
Where are you going this time?
Pittsburgh. Tomorrow. I'm profiling Mr. Rogers.
Really? Oh, I love him.
You do?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Wait, Ellen is giving you a profile? She knows that's not what you do.
I think that's her point.
Well, can you say no? Can you take some time and be with us for a while? You didn't take off any time when Gavin was born.
Not really.
At least it's someone good.
Yeah. We'll see.
Oh, God, Lloyd, please. Don't ruin my childhood.
Am I in the wrong place?
I know who you are. In here. You'll get about 20 minutes with him during the break.
I was told an hour.
You're not gonna try to fight him, are you?
Oh, softball league. Play at the plate.
Maybe you shouldn't have led with your face. Sorry, guy. Could be a minute.
Is this a make-a-wish thing?
How we doing, Margie?
He's ruining my life.
How long?
Half hour already, which puts us at 73 minutes behind. Yikes.
You gotta go in. Cover me.
You're on your own.
Color of sweater that I do, but I can't see colors very well. Isn't that funny? Look at that. Look at that.
I'm sorry. Son, he's talking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Now, don't do that, sweetheart.
That sword looks awfully sharp. And heavy, too.
Not really.
No? Well, you must be very strong in order to hold it like that. And I bet you are very strong on the inside, too. Oh, I like that. Thank
terribly
you.
Sorry, friend.
Yes,
we need to
yes.
start.
Can I take your picture?
Yes.
Everybody, make sure you can see me now. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming down and visiting us in the neighborhood.
Folks, if you'll follow me.
Okay. Thank you.
How often does this happen?
Every day.
Okay, here we go. Everybody settle. Quiet, please. Roll sound.
Sound speeds.
Mark it. And action.
Do you know what this is? It's Lloyd. Lloyd.
Hold, please.
We can't fire him, can we?
Hello, Lloyd. Oh, it's nice to meet you. What? Are you all right?
Play at the plate.
Oh, mercy, that looks like it hurts.
Let's chat afterwards.
We need
Maybe
to keep
we could
moving.
Have Evan take a look at him.
No, I'm good.
No,
I'm good.
I'm sorry, Fred.
Yeah.
It's me too.
All right, all right. It's wonderful to meet you. So glad you're here, Lloyd. I'm looking forward to talking with you. I truly am. After this, everyone, this is Lloyd Vogel. He is a wonderful writer.
Thank you, Fred.
Okay, resetting.
Step over here.
Roll sound.
Sound speeds.
And slate. And action.
Do you know what this is? It's a tent. Let's set it up. It must take two grown-ups to set up a tent.
And that's a cut. Let's go again.
No, let's look at that.
Okay, roll playback, please.
You know, we could preset.
No. I think this is good. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're okay. Yeah.
Great?
Yeah.
Great. That's lunch, everybody.
Huh. The tent, why didn't you let them set it up for you?
Well, children need to know that even when adults make plans, sometimes they don't turn out the way we'd hoped. Mm-hmm. How long have you been married, Lloyd?
8 years.
Oh, 8 years. Oh, that's a wonderful accomplishment. Does your spouse have a name?
Andrea.
I would like to meet Andrea someday.
I'm sure. You've lived in Pittsburgh your whole life?
I grew up not too far from here in a town called Latrobe, but we've lived here quite some time and we've raised our boys here.
And do you think living here makes it easier or more difficult to be a celebrity?
Celebrity, mercy.
You don't consider yourself famous?
Fame is a four-letter word, like tape or Zoom or face. What ultimately matters is what we do with it.
And what are you doing with it?
We are trying to give children positive ways to deal with their feelings.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
I don't think of myself as a hero. No, not at all.
What about Mr. Rogers? Is he a hero?
I don't understand the question.
Well, there's you, Fred, and then there's the character you play, Mr. Rogers.
You said it was a play at the plate. Is that what happened to you? What did happen to you, Lloyd?
I got into a fight.
Oh my. Who did you get into a fight with?
It's not important. Jerry.
And who is Jerry?
My father.
Oh, my.
I'd rather not talk about it.
But what were you and your father fighting about?
I'm here to interview you, Mr. Rogers.
Well, that is what we're doing, isn't it?
We're ready for you in Studio B, Fred.
Okay, Margie.
I thought we had 20 minutes.
Can I take your picture? I'd like to take pictures of people that I meet. And then I can show them to Joanne later on. Thank you so much. I do hope you'll stick around. I really do.
That's it?
Thank you, Daniel.
Did she just talk to the puppet?
Daniel isn't just the puppet. Daniel is Fred, and Fred is Daniel.
You mean...
Please stop talking.
Let me know when you're ready, lady.
Okay. Thank you.
And trolley. Action.
Skunk kind of smell? No, I'm trying to help that smell go away.
By squirting another smell?
That's right, a sweet smelling smell. Want a smell?
Okay. That does smell good.
Mm-hmm. Where did that bad smell come from?
Oh, Mr. Skunk, he got scared. And he just sprayed this smell all over me.
Oh, no. Did he say he was sorry?
No. And that just makes me so very mad, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, Daniel. What do? With the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite?
When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right.
What do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go?
I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop. Become what we can, for a girl can be. Thank you, Lady Appleton.
Thank you, Daniel.
I feel better.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I just don't know if he's for real.
That's not for you to say, Lloyd.
I think with a few more interviews...
No. I told you, this isn't an expose. Okay, just please put pen to paper, a couple of funny anecdotes. Keep it simple.
I can't do that, Ellen. He's a lot more complex than I thought.
He's a children's entertainer. He's Mr. Freakin' Rogers. This isn't Mikhail Gorbachev we're talking about.
I don't think you understand what you're asking of me.
I'm asking you to do your job. Now get out of here and come back to me when you have your first draft.
To Boys in the Hood! We'll be back with Mr. Rogers! You know, we all grew up with you.
Hey.
Hi. And,
I see things going on out there. It kind of worries me. I wish more people would watch Mr. Rogers.
He's just about the nicest person I've ever met. Be good.
You don't want to end up in a box. You say it doesn't sound like a compliment. I'm already dead.
There's an attitude out there. There's some things going on. There's a lot of hopelessness. What do we need to do?
There's no simple answers, of course, but if we could, through television programs as well as every other imaginable program, let people know that each one of us is precious.
God, it all starts in the home. We can never underrate how important that is.
I don't think anybody can grow unless he really is accepted exactly as he is. If somebody is always saying to a child, oh, you're going to grow up and you're going to be fine, there's so much of that in this country already.
It's your turn.
And so a child is appreciated for what he will be and not for what he is. He will be a great consumer someday. So the quicker we can get them out of the nest so they can go out and buy, then the better.
What do you think is the biggest mistakes parents make in raising their children?
Not to remember their own childhood.
Yeah.
I think that the best thing that we can do is to think about what it was like for us and know what our children are going through.
But you know what? It's so hard once you get to be a parent. You always say, I will never do this. When your mother's doing it to you or your father's doing it to you, you say, I will never do this to my child. And then you get to our age and you forget what it was like to be this size. You really do forget.
But those children can help re-evoke what it was like. That's why when you're a parent, you have a new chance to grow.
You do. Did you ever, I can't imagine, I know that you are the father of two boys, but I can't imagine you ever having a problem with your children. Do you ever have any?
Well, of course. I'm a human being, just like everybody
else. I thought you would just talk to them and say, can you say good morning? And they would change.
But you know, a lot of people do those parodies just...
What I could find out. I left my folk and friends with the aim to clear my mind out. Well, I hit the rowdy road. Many kinds I've met there. Many stories told me how to get there.
Delivery.
I woke you. Is this Andrea?
Yes.
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh, hi.
Who is it?
Lois, right here.
Oh, no, Andrea, while I have you, I just want to thank you so much for sharing Lloyd with us. Can't be easy him traveling with
Gavin at home.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. I'm going to give Lloyd to you now. Mr. Rogers knows my name.
This is Lloyd.
You left without getting to say goodbye. So I'm glad we get to continue to talk. I'm going to New York City today to film, and Joanne is coming with me. We thought you might like to come down and say hello.
Did he read you before we agreed? And did he? Every article we could find.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That made me want to get up and do a little dance.
We have a surprise for you, Mr. Rogers. We're going to play one of your songs called You Are Special.
Oh. Well, how wonderful. But how do you play your instruments without your bows?
Well, we can play pizzicato, which means we're going to pluck the strings with our fingers.
Move the handshake, handoff.
It's quite a skill.
We stole Bill from the governor's office 14 years ago. You've got a chance to know him yet?
Love Bill, big fan.
He is very protective of Raj.
You call him Raj?
We don't call him Mr. Rogers at home, dear. Joanne Rogers.
Oh, nice to meet you.
You as well, dear.
So, how does it feel to be married to a living saint?
You know, I'm not fond of that term. And if you think of him as a saint, then his way of being is unattainable. You know, he works at it all the time. It's a practice. He's not a perfect person. He has a temper. He chooses how he responds to that anger.
That must take a lot of effort.
Well, he does things every day that help to ground him. He reads scripture, swims laps, prays for people by name, writes letters, hundreds of them. He's been doing that since I met him.
Thanks, folks. Thank you, folks, for coming out.
My love.
Bye, my love.
I'll see you in just a few hours.
Yes, just have a good time.
Lord, I thought you and I would spend some time together.
Oh, of course.
What? Those ladies are spectacular.
Incredible.
You know.
Stuff, especially for a show aimed at children.
I'm glad you had the chance to view the program.
Death, divorce, war, gets dark.
You know, Maggie Stewart showed me the most beautiful word in sign language. You know what that means? It means friend. Isn't that perfect?
Who's Maggie Stewart?
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for our beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor.
Oh, that was wonderful.
It seems like all these people line up to tell you their problems.
Isn't it wonderful? Such bravery.
Well, it seems like that would be an incredible burden on you.
Well, I'm grateful for you saying that, Lloyd. I'm grateful for your compassion.
Is it a burden on you? Okay, let's assume it's a burden on you.
There is no normal life that is free from pain.
How do you deal with it?
Oh, there are many ways you can deal with your feelings without hurting yourself or anybody else.
Yeah, like what?
Well, you can pound a lump of clay or swim as fast as you can swim or play the lowest keys on a piano all at the same time. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Do you ever talk to anyone about the burden you carry?
Boom. Would you like to meet my special puppet friends from the neighborhood of make-believe?
They look like they've seen better days.
Well, they've been with me for quite a while.
You ever think about swapping them out, getting new ones?
Didn't you have a special friend when you were very young, Lloyd?
A special friend?
A special toy. Or a stuffed animal that you loved very much. Even as it got ratty and worn out, made you just love it all the more.
I don't know, I'm sure I did.
Can you tell me about your special friend?
think I had a rabbit.
Did your rabbit have a name?
It's just Rabbit. It was Old Rabbit.
And who gave you Old Rabbit?
My mom.
She must love you very much.
That she did. She died when I was young.
I'm sure that if she saw you today, the person you have become, she would be proud of you.
I want to get back to my questions.
You wanted to meet my special friends from the neighborhood of make-believe.
No, I asked you about the burden you carry.
I am King Friday the 13th, sir. Lloyd Vogel, the journalist, I presume. Here's Daniel Striped Tiger. Now, sometimes Daniel is too shy to talk, but that's okay, Daniel. Have you met Daniel?
Not officially, no.
I'd like to meet Old Rabbit.
I don't want to talk about Old Rabbit, I gotta say.
Well, maybe Lloyd doesn't feel like talking today, Daniel. And that's okay.
Can you put the puppet down, Fred? You stopped making the show in the mid-70s for 3 years. Why'd you quit?
Well, at that point, I felt the program had covered all the major facets of childhood.
And what brought you back? Money? Boredom?
My sons had grown into teenagers. We were struggling. We all were. And I realized then that there was still so much more to talk about.
I can't imagine it was easy growing up with you as a father.
Until recently, my oldest never told people about me. He's very private, and that's okay. And my youngest son, he genuinely tested me. But eventually we found our way, and now I'm very proud of both of them. But you are right, Lloyd. It couldn't have been easy on them. Thank you. Thank you for that perspective.
You're welcome.
Is that not the answer you were hoping for? Being a parent does not mean being a perfect parent. You might be experiencing some of that now with your son. And I've been thinking a lot about you and your father. Did you work out your disagreement?
This is ridiculous.
Well, Lloyd, where are you going?
We're done, thanks. It's been a real pleasure.
Let's see.
Hey! Come on, sit down. We cooked you some takeout.
They brought pizza.
Lloyd, this is Dorothy.
Hello.
Can't you just say hello? Where's your manners?
I'm sorry. I think we should go.
I had an idea, okay? Maybe we'd eat some food, we'd talk like people. I messed things up at the wedding. Of course, you know, you didn't help, but I get it. And you let me sit out there in my car on the street for two nights, like I'm homeless, like I'm some kind of a bum.
Jerry.
Well, you won't say a word.
You came here to introduce me to her.
Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Lloyd.
Okay. You did what you came here to do. Now I want you to leave.
Lloyd.
I may never come back here. So, please listen to me. Dorothy and I have been together and in love for 15 years.
He left as soon as Mom got sick. Did you know that? Couldn't even wait for her to die.
She really didn't want me there.
Because you were sleeping around while she was dying.
I know. I know it! Took me years to get myself together. Dorothy's why I'm standing here. She helped me grow the hell up.
You know what they tell you about people when they're dying? They tell you it's peaceful, that they just slip away. Mom screamed as she went. Did you know that? She screamed until she passed out. And then they came in and revived her, and she went right back to it. It was just me, Lorraine, and the nurses. Sign the paperwork, pack up the house, put her in the ground.
Jerry.
Come on, Lloyd.
Jerry.
I want to go to Pittsburgh. I want to do my job. It shouldn't be a surprise to you.
Hey, don't talk to me like that.
You seem to think that now that we have a kid, I shouldn't care about all the things I have always cared about just because you don't anymore. Well, I still care about my work.
I have never asked you to stop caring about your work.
I've got to go.
Why? Everyone who's important is in this hospital right now.
Can't you be on my side
for once. You used to be on my side.
I am telling you this because I am on your side. Now is not the time to go to war. Fine. I'm gonna go sit with your family while you go.
Episode, of course. Just wait there. Roll sound.
Sound speeds.
And slate. And action.
Oh, it's my good friend, Lloyd. Lloyd Vogel. You remember Lloyd.
Fred, I don't understand what's going on. Can we stop?
Can we stop?
Are you feeling unwell?
Stop asking me questions. I ask you the questions.
On today's program, I thought we would talk about hospitals. Sometimes when somebody is sick, they have to go to a hospital.
I hate hospitals.
A hospital is a place where people go.
Okay.
Would you like to pretend you're a hospital?
No!
Hello, old rabbit.
Wow.
Old rabbit, I presume.
I'm not. I don't. Where's Fred?
I've been waiting to meet you, old rabbit. I'm so happy you came for a visit. Hello, Lady Abilene.
Hello. Hello, old rabbit.
We were discussing hospitals.
Well, a hospital is where you go when your body is hurt. But what do you do when your feelings are hurt?
Why, you talk about them.
It's good to talk. It's good to say the things we feel. It's good to talk. We're much more real without the lock.
It's good to talk. Go ahead, try saying, I like you.
I like you.
I'm sad.
I'm sad.
I'm angry. When did you become angry? Do you remember? Did something happen?
Hey, Ma.
I know you think you're doing this for me. Holding on to this anger. I don't need it.
Stopped all this noise.
No. That was beautiful.
Now, you must be very hungry. Lord, let me get my jacket and we'll go out.
I should go.
Oh, no. Nonsense. Oh, look at this. Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Are you a vegetarian?
I just can't imagine eating anything with a mother.
Bill was right. You love people like me.
What are people like you? I've never met anyone like you in my entire life.
Broken people.
I don't think you were broken. I know you are a man of conviction. A person who knows the difference between what is wrong and what is right. Try to remember that your relationship with your father also helped to shape those parts. He helped you become what you are. Would you do something with me, Lloyd? It's an exercise I like to do sometimes. We'll just take a minute and think about all the people who loved us into being.
I can't do that.
They will come to you. Just 1 minute of silence. Thank you for doing that with me. I feel so much better.
So, the way I left...
was messed up.
Yes, I should have called you.
You shouldn't have left. The doctor came out to speak to you. I didn't know what to tell her. I really didn't know what to tell your dad. And on top of that, I tried to get a cab home. Of course, I couldn't get one, so I had to take the train at midnight. People were looking at me with Gavin like someone was going to call child services. I know you're trying to apologize, but that doesn't mean it gets to be easy. Kay, talk.
Can we sit? Is he down?
Finally.
Listen, I realize I need to deal with my feelings. When I'm scared, which I was in the hospital, and I have been for a long time, I get really angry. And I know it's a way of saying I can't deal with this. Get away from me, but that's not what I want. It's actually the opposite of what I want. You and Gavin. You're what I want. I have to go and see Jerry. He's dying.
I know.
My dad is dying.
Thank you, God.
still eats like a teenager. Cold cuts, sugar cereal, stubborn goat. At least you come by it honestly.
Did you know about me and my sister?
Not until very recently.
What about my mom?
When he got sick last year, the first episode, he started to talk and tell me things that I wish he'd told me a long time ago.
We got bourbon, you know. And someone should drink it.
No thanks.
Are you in beer?
But do you have? Yeah. I'll drink a beer if it'll make you happy.
No, we don't have beer. Don't do it because it makes me happy. Do it because you want to do it.
Well, you don't have a beer, and I don't want a beer, so.
So don't drink anything. Just dehydrate.
Sorry.
I definitely broke the packing plate. Just snapped like a chicken bone.
No.
How's he doing?
He seems fine.
Yeah?
I don't know. They don't put a hospital bed in your living room if you're fine. Hey, thank you for coming. Love herself a bit.
Yeah?
No. She was your mom who was awake right now, I know. But we're gonna let her sleep, okay? I'm gonna get better at this. And we're gonna have to get used to each other. I like you as you are. Exactly. And precisely, I think you turned out nicely. I like you as you are. Without a doubt or question.
Who's that? Dorothy?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's 4 a.m.
I don't sleep much these days. You don't sleep either, do you? I never did this with you. Up in the middle of the night doing the mom thing.
It's not a mom thing.
Well, you know what I mean.
You should rest.
Hey, no. Hey. Come on, stay. Right over there.
What?
Just grab two glasses.
I don't think that's the best idea.
How would you know? You don't drink. Come on. Now we're talking.
Cheers.
Lloyd, I am sorry for leaving you and your sister. It was selfish. And it was cruel. Will you look at me? I am so sorry, son. It's not fair, you know? I think I'm just now starting to figure out how to live my life. I always loved you.
I love you too, Dad. What?
Shh.
Stupid.
It's like 10,000 words.
Yeah.
It's not really about Mr. Rogers.
I know.
I mean, it is, but... it's so you.
You never talk about this stuff.
No.
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
You do?
Yes, it's gonna be the cover.
Honeymoon, I deserve it.
Absolutely you do.
No, it's not a question of entitlement. You're not gonna like it. It's a bunch of rich jerks. And it's freezing. You're gonna freeze to death with a bunch of rich jerks.
Who's here?
I'm in the right place.
Come on in.
Lloyd?
Holy crap.
Andrea.
Hi, Fred. Oh,
such a pleasure to finally see you.
Oh, can I take this for you?
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hello. Hi, Gavin. Hello. I hope you and I can be friends someday.
Mr. Vogel. May I call you Jerry?
Yes, sir. You certainly may.
Lord Joanne adored your article, as did I. Andrea, are you feeling better about daycare?
A little. Maybe. What? You're not the only one who talks to Fred.
Mr. Rogers, is it true you're a sharpshooter?
Navy SEAL.
No, I'm afraid not.
What the hell kind of insane question was that?
I heard it.
Andrea, where'd you guys go on your honeymoon?
Well, we eloped in Maui, so we were kind of already on our honeymoon.
I would have gone.
You weren't invited.
Hey, Lloyd, he's embarrassed by us. I'm kidding.
I know.
Maybe we should do a family vacation. What do you think about that, Dad? Should we dip our toes in the ocean together?
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Crash your honeymoon. Count me in if I'm still here.
You know, death is something many of us are uncomfortable speaking about. But to die is to be human. And anything human is mentionable. Anything mentionable is manageable. Anything mentionable is manageable. You gotta send me a copy. Oh. Joanne will love this when she sees it.
Be it so much cooler if he was in this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I should get going.
I'll walk you out.
What did you say to Jerry?
I asked him to pray for me. I figured anyone who is going through what he is going through must be awfully close to God.
Lloyd? Bill? Read the article. And? Back to work without having to worry about daycare. I want to.
Really? You?
Gavin and I already discussed it. We both agree.
I'm so glad I had a chance to tell you about my friend Lloyd and his family. I have a new picture of Lloyd with his family. Would you like to see it? There they are. That's a nice picture. It gives me a good feeling to see them all together like that. I hope you know that you made today a very special day by just your being you. There's no one in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. See you next time.
And that's a cut.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're on location tomorrow at Mr. Wagner's shoe shop. Call time is 8 a.m.
Thank you all.
ADs have the call sheet.
Night.
And make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it, do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it. You did it.